Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Tikten for Talmud. Zvachim Ayin Vav, Zvachim 76a, pagination is 151. We'll start on the facing page, quickly referencing the Mishnah and then proceeding with the Gemara. The Mishnah, on the bottom quarter of the page, told us that Osham Shenisarev Bishlamim, if a karban that's Kodshe Kodushim, that's of a more serious nature, gets mixed with a karban shlamim, which is of a kachim kalim status. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shneim Yishchatu B'tzafon V'yochlu K'chomosh Abohen. Rabbi Shimon says, you have a simple solution. Just treat both karbanos in the stricter way. Shech them in the northern part. And only have them be eaten for that day and the night that follows. And regardless of which one is the stricter karban, you will have satisfied its requirements. Amru lo, and the Chachamim objected and said, Em neviim kodshim leves apsul, you're not allowed to limit kodshim and potentially cause them to be ruined by giving them less time to be consumed. And therefore, we want you to put these two animals out to graze until they get a mum, a blemish, and then you can swap them out. You could redeem them because they're no longer fitting for a karban, and you'll be able to buy fresh karbanos and keep track of them properly. So the question that we're going to consider is exactly how far did Reb Shimon hold his position that you could just walk the tightrope and just treat them both in the stricter way and everything works out. And Reb Shimon held that that was okay. Says the Gemara, Tani Tana Kamei de Rav, there was a statement that was said in front of Rav, Shevius ein lokhin bidameha teruma, there's such a thing as money that was used to buy Shavuos produce. Although generally, Shemitah produce is not sold. Nevertheless, just to give an example, the Rambam in the sixth parak of Shemitah V'Yovel, Halacha Aleph says, if a person wants to sell a little bit of the fruit of Shavuos, they could be sold. And that money, the money has the halachas of Shemitah. And it's going to restrict whatever you buy with it to the laws of Shemitah. And the fruit which was purchased remains Shavuos produce. So there's such a thing as money having the status of Shavuos. And the question now is, can you use that money to buy teruma? Now, the teruma that we're talking about is a tithe, only eaten by Kohanim, when they're tahar, after they've gone to mikvah. That teruma is not going to be from Shavuos, because during Shavuos, the year of Shemitah, you're not doing the teruma, it's Hefker. But you have teruma, and someone wants to buy this teruma. And we know that teruma has a price. The price is slightly less than regular food, because it can only be eaten by Kohanim, and only when they're Tahar. But it definitely has a price. And the halacha that's being stated over here is the money of Shemitah, however you got such money, you bought Shemitah produce, fine, you sold Shemitah produce, now you have the money. You're not allowed to use that money to buy teruma, because mipnei shememaatin ba'achilasa, because you're going to limit its ability to be eaten. Because the rules of Shemitah produce are such that once there's a Zman Biur, there's a time when it's been consumed to the public, so then there's certain restrictions on that food that you still have in your house. That food may have to be put outside and made available to everyone else, may have to be distributed, maybe to people who don't really want it. You got to unload it. You can't hoard that produce. And in certain cases, according to certain opinions, it might even have to be destroyed. A good starting point to investigate the different shitas and approaches is the Kesef Mishnah in Laws of Shemitah V'Yovel, Perek Zayin Halacha Gimel. But in any case, once it gets the laws of Shviyas, it becomes more restrictive than regular teruma, has new laws to be considered, and therefore it's less likely to be eaten. So we see such a concept that even though everything's fine, like Reb Shimon said in the Mishnah, I can work it all out, but it's restrictive, and you're not allowed to take kodshim things and make them restrictive. Amrua Rabbanan Kameh Derava Hadaloka Reb Shimon. You're telling me that you're not allowed to do this. It's not like Reb Shimon, Dik Reb Shimon, because according to Reb Shimon, what's the problem? Ha'amam avin kachim leves hapsul. You can make it more restrictive, according to Reb Shimon. Amaluhu, and he responded, afilu temir Reb Shimon, let's keep things in perspective. Hani mili dievid lachatchila lo. Reb Shimon only said, because it was all mixed already, so instead of sending them out to graze and waiting until they get a blemish and not being able to bring his karbanos until he can swap them out, and then he'll get to bring his karbanos, so Reb Shimon said, I have a solution for you. But lachatchila, to go ahead and use Shemitah money to buy teruma and make the teruma more restrictive without any good reason, Reb Shimon would also agree that you're not allowed to do that. Asks the Gemara, I'm not so sure that Reb Shimon really restricts this activity. Ulechatchila lo, eis ve'abaye. Abaye asks, v'kulan rashoim kohanim l'shanos ba'achilasa. It's permitted for the kohanim to use the karbanos in their own unique way, the meat that's allocated to them. La'achlan tseluyim, roasted, shlukim, mevushalim, they could cook it. V'lasis l'sochen tavlin chulin, they could put spices from chulin, from mundane. V'tavlin teruma, they could even put in tavlin that are teruma, divir Rabbi Yishmael. This is the ruling of Rabbi Yishmael. And the problem that seems to confront us is that, wow, if you're going to use spices that are teruma in karbanos, teruma can last as long as it'll last. And it can last years. And karbanos is limited to a day or two. So by using spices in these karbanos, you're limiting the usage of the teruma quite significantly. And it seems to be allowed. That would be the opinion of Reb Shimon. Lechatchila, you're choosing to use those spices. Amalei, he answered him, Hanach l'trumas tavlin d'rabbanon. Spices are not a regular food, and they're only truma mid'rabbanon, and therefore, when we say that you're taking truma and limiting its use, but it's only truma that's a d'rabbanon, rabbinic, and therefore, that's not really a proof. Eisvei, let me ask you a different question. Ein lokin teruma bekesef meiser, mepnei shememayit ba'achilasa. Meiser sheni money is only allowed to be used to be consumed in Yerushalayim. So the initial ruling is you're not allowed to use it to buy teruma because now the teruma can only be eaten in Yerushalayim because it's meiser sheni status. For Reb Shimon Matir, and Reb Shimon says that's fine. Certainly, it seems that Reb Shimon is allowing a limitation even beyond the case that was mentioned in the Mishnah where we were stuck with the karbanos and we didn't know what to do. He's allowing you lechatchila to go ahead and buy teruma which is a level of holiness, with Maiser Sheni money, which is going to limit it to Yerushalayim only, Ishtiklei, and indeed, they respected this question as a proof to Reb Shimon's position. Thank you for joining. Have a wonderful day.